Good morning and welcome to Ask the Pro, a paid commercial program. The opinions expressed are those of the participating clients and not necessarily those of the management and staff of WLVL. Ask the Pro is an informational-based program designed to advertise the product and or service of the client and to introduce them to the WLVL listening audience. Your questions and comments are welcome throughout the show. If you'd like to talk to today's pro, just call 433-1433. That's 433-1433.
Good morning. Tuesday morning, we have a beautifully sunny start to this day. Looks real good out there. And it's going to look real good in here, too. We actually have not just one and not just two, but actually we have three pros here this morning. This morning's edition of Ask the Pro is brought to you by Catholic Health of Western New York and also Eastern Niagara Hospital. And my name is John Mazur. We invite you to call in if you have questions. We've got quite the crew in here from Eastern Niagara Hospital. First off, we'll start with the young lady sitting there at the yellow mic. Her name is Carolyn Moore, and she is the Community Relations Director at the hospital. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, John. And I love how you called me a young lady. That was very nice. Thank you.
Well, the other guys will be the old guys. You're
exactly.
The young lady.
That... exactly.
Or maybe we'll be nice to them, too.
But maybe.
Anyways, Carolyn, before we introduce the other two gentlemen with you, we need an update. We need to know how Faith is doing.
Faith is doing very well. She's 9 months old, and she's standing and getting ready to walk, and she's a real cutie pie. I love her.
Well, very good. Thank you, Carolyn. I think a lot of folks who have been with us, especially this last year, as we have been, you know, talking to the hospital every week, and on occasion with an Ask the Pro show, they remember that your granddaughter was born on January 1st.
She was the New Year's baby for the Central Southern Tier. Yep.
All right. Very good. And also in Studio 1A this morning is Dr. Mike Slate. He's the medical director and chief pathologist, also a young man. And good morning, Dr. Slate.
Good morning to you.
Do you have any grandchildren?
I do not. Mm. No, I have two boys. One is a resident in emergency medicine in Pittsburgh, and my youngest son is a medical student in Dublin, Ireland. Neither of them have significant others at this point, so I'm glad I don't have grandchildren, I guess.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's a good thing. But I understand that you drive a motorcycle. Is that correct?
I do ride a motorcycle, yes.
Yeah, ride. I guess it's ride a motor. You drive a car, you ride a motorcycle.
That's right, yes.
So, and do you do that like 12 months out of the year?
I try as much as possible, much to my wife's dismay, especially in the wintertime when we're riding on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I highly recommend it to anyone who's ridden a motorcycle. Extremely safe. There's no cars out there to run you over. All the other motorcyclists are looking out for you. And it is a blast.
Okay. Are you going to give lessons maybe this winter?
Oh, we could probably arrange that.
Yeah, all right. I know a couple of people that might take you up on that. So
we just have to hope that Old Man Winter treats us well and gives us some nice, thick ice.
There you go. All right. And seated to your left, no, to your right, actually, is our good friend, Dr. Colin McMahon. He is the chief hospitalist at Eastern Niagara Hospital. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I have to tell you that I'm running on caffeine this morning because I stayed up to watch the football game last night, and I got 2 hours of sleep.
Oh, I had to join you on that. Yes, I was up. I watched it to the bitter end.
Well.
But I have also jacked up on caffeine.
Yeah. All right. Well, nothing wrong with that. It has kept us going this morning.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Oh, grandbaby update with you now. Don't tell me. Aubrey is her name.
Yes, Bree. Ever since she made her debut on WLVL, she's becoming quite the star out in Arcade.
All right.
So,
how about
that? She's not signing autographs just yet. She's only 4 months old.
Right. Well, we did appreciate her singing with you that morning. And, you know, she has a nice full set of lungs.
Absolutely. I've heard them several times.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us here on Ask the Pro this morning. Dr. McMahon, you've been on the air with us now for a year, year and a half or so. And we know that you're the chief hospitalist. But when you first came on, that was like a new term to a lot of people. We weren't really sure what a hospitalist is. Perhaps for those who are just joining us, maybe you can just give us a rundown on some of your responsibilities.
Sure. Hospitalist medicine is a fairly new thing. I mean, medicine in general is a very, very dynamic kind of thing. And as an expanding, you know, base of knowledge, it got to the point where a physician could not really master all of hospital medicine and all of office medicine. So about 2000, 2005, you kind of started to split those into two separate jobs. And so for about the last 15 years, you know, they've been developing this curriculum where you train people to take care of the sickest of the sick in the hospitals. And that's what, you know, my group and my folks do. We take care of people when they're at their worst. We take care of the inpatient, critical care, all the stuff that goes on in a hospital. We don't go to the office. We stay in the hospital. We're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, we maintain a presence because that's just better medicine for the patients. Because, you know, it's kind of like we call it tweaking. Little things happen at, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the morning, we're there. And we can make subtle adjustments so people don't have a big problem. And it's great for the patient care. It's great for the nursing care. It's the way of the future. Like I said, it's been about 15 years now. And it's pretty much, you know, throughout the country all the large institutions. And smaller community hospitals are now getting to the point where they can afford it and are bringing it on as a new way to do things.
Do you find the response from the patient has been positive?
Absolutely. It just takes a little bit of education because they're wondering where their physician is. And occasionally the primary guys will come in. They'll come in and just do a social visit, stop in, say hello, make sure things are going right. They're a great asset to us, because they can fill us in on some stuff that we may not have known about patients. And that works out great when we can team up with them, and we do. So that way, when we get done with the patient, we discharge them. We're discharging them back to their primary care doctor and make sure the doctor has a good understanding of what happened while they were in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when you first explained this to us, that it made a great deal of sense to me, because not that I've spent time in the hospital other than just visitation, but being there in a room when a patient is waiting to see the doctor, and I'm not talking about Eastern Niagara Hospital in this particular case, but just waiting and waiting and waiting, and, you know, the nurse walks through and says, oh, yeah, Dr. So-and-so will be in just a little bit, and hours later you're waiting. Under this program, the patient doesn't have to do that. They will be seen by a physician on a regular basis, correct?
Oh, actually, multiple times throughout the day. We like to think of it as kind of a concierge kind of model. So, for example, we'll do our rounds between 7:30 and 9 o'clock in the morning. And so we have what we call a touch. So we've touched the patient then. Then we do a very extensive team round, which is something that's great for the patients who come to Eastern Niagara, because they may see me, and they may see the nurse, but they need to realize that there's a huge team behind them. It's a team of pharmacy, nutrition, physical therapy, discharge planners, nursing, and they all get together and we discuss all the aspects of the patient's case. Then we go back out again and meet with the patients. And then oftentimes the families will come in 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're there. So when the family members come in, the nurses let us know, and we go back into the room and meet again with the family. So we'll touch patients 3, 4 times throughout the day. And that's the beauty. That's why I say it's kind of a concierge kind of thing. We like talking with the families. We like talking with the patients. And that's the uniqueness of Eastern Niagara.
And I would imagine that along with that comes a great deal of comfort for the patient who is sitting there, laying there perhaps, thinking, you know, what's next? I've been told that I have this problem, and I'm not sure how we're going to attack it. But with constant visitation, I believe that would be a great deal of comfort for the patient, no matter what the situation would be.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, John. I think that the patients, especially when something changes, you know, they may go for a test 10 o'clock in the morning. I can sit down at 12, 1 o'clock and say, hey, this is the result. they don't have to wait till the next day.
Mm.
And we can make decisions together based on what the test results might be. Or they may say, well, wait till my son or daughter comes in, and then we'll discuss it. And we can do that as well.
Yeah. 433-1433 is the number here on Ask the Pro. If you would like to jump in, we've got three experts from Eastern Niagara Hospital with us. Dr. Colin McMahon has just been explaining his duty as chief hospitalist. We also have Dr. Mike Slate, the medical director and chief pathologist with Catholic Health, as a matter of fact. And Dr. Slate, you were with us a while back with Ann McCaffrey. You two did a show with us here. And perhaps you can just let us know, in your role as medical director at Eastern Niagara Hospital, what exactly do you face every day?
So my role as medical director of the hospital is to ensure that all of the providers, physicians, nurse practitioners, physicians assistants are qualified to do what we're asking them to do. We maintain all of the records of their certifications and all of their continuing medical education and their insurances. We make sure that everything is up to date so that they're qualified to do what they are supposed to do. Also in my role is to maintain the quality of that care, and so to audit cases and to meet with physicians and all of our providers to make sure that the care they're providing is the highest quality. And in the rare occasion that we have an issue with a provider, it is my role to address issues with providers.
All right. And then what about the pathologist duties that you have?
The pathology duties are interesting. Every day is a new day for sure. Pathology is a great specialty. I like to think of it as head-to-toe, cradle-to-grave medicine. We can be involved in the care of all patients in some way. One of our duties as pathologists is to also direct the laboratories. So we guide the laboratory testing for all patients. So basically the laboratory touches every single patient who walks through our doors. And many, many other patients who come in for their blood draws for testing as an outpatient. And on the pathologist side, anything they take out of the body, they send to us to look at under the microscope to make a diagnosis. So any diagnosis of a malignancy comes from a pathologist. So we like to think of ourselves as the physician's physician. We're talking to the physicians about their patients and what's next for their care. And we also have recently been awarded the ability to talk to patients. In New York State, it was illegal for us to talk to patients. But over the last couple of years, New York State has seen the wisdom in the experts talking to patients about their results.
Okay, so if I can interrupt you for just a moment then. To understand then, you as a pathologist were not allowed to talk directly to a patient. It had to go through the primary care. Is that what you're
saying?
That's
correct, yes.
Wow, but that's been loosened up.
That has been, yes.
Okay. All right, we do have a call here, 433-1433, and we'll see what's on somebody's mind this morning. Hello, you are on Ask the Pro.
Hi, I have a question. Where can I get the booster, and when can I get the booster for the COVID vaccine?
The physicians are pointing to me, so I will address that. So Eastern Niagara Hospital is not providing the booster vaccines at this time. And we do encourage everyone who's eligible to please check with your local pharmacy. That's probably the most convenient for everyone, depending on your specific situation. Would you gentlemen agree?
Absolutely. I think that's at this point, that's the way to go.
You know, absolutely. I think it's an important thing to sit down with your primary care physician, discuss the nuances of your medical care, and that make the decision. Availability, though, is everywhere, whether you had the Moderna or the Pfizer. So the availability is good at most of the retailers, and you should not have any difficulty obtaining the booster.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And so, Dr. Slate, back to you for a moment. With this pathology item that you just mentioned. So a doctor, a primary care physician, will diagnose and tell the patient that something isn't quite right, and the pathologist then does the testing that needs to be done on, let's say, the tissue, right? And discovers what the problem is. Now the pathologist can actually have direct contact with the patient then?
Right. It's not, we don't discuss the results with the patient initially. We talk to their patient's primary care physician or their specialty physician, mm-hmm. and we provide the results to them. And they are the ones who communicate those results to the patient. If the patient has questions after that and they'd like to speak to us, then they're free to contact us.
Well, that's in my mind, that opens the door nicely, because if I'm laying there and I've just been told that I, you know, have been diagnosed with something and I have questions, it would make sense to be able to go to the pathologist and find out. Now, do people have pathologists, like as a specialist doctor, or do you guys work like behind the scenes pretty much?
We're definitely behind the scenes. We usually work in a hospital setting, and it's usually whatever physicians go to that hospital will use that pathology that's available at that hospital. And so physicians go from place to place, and as they go from place to place, they'll use the pathology services at whatever facility they're at.
Mm-hmm. This morning we're talking to Dr. Colin McMahon, chief hospitalist, and Dr. Mike Slate, medical director and chief pathologist for Eastern Niagara Hospital, and Dr. Slate with Catholic Health as well. So, and Carolyn Moore is with us here this morning. Even if you wanted to ask her a question, I'm sure she'd be happy to field that for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 433-1433 is the number to call. So, Dr. Slate and Dr. McMahon, you both have high up positions in the management structure at Eastern Niagara Hospital, and things are heading in a really great direction. They have been for a while. And McCaffrey has kept us informed over this last, especially year and a half. And we just see the development of great things happening with the staff there. And I'm curious, Dr. McMahon, with one of your appearances recently on Wake Up Niagara, our morning show here with John and Stephanie, you made a comment that it's a new day at Eastern Niagara Hospital. And I'm wondering if you can maybe give us a little insight to that.
Certainly. Well, first of all, I would say that Dr. Slate is on a much, much higher level than I, since I refer to him as my boss.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, yes, we do all report to him. He is the top doctor there. You know, he actually is the one who recruited me to come over to Eastern Niagara and bring this new day. And so what we mean by that is it's a very different feeling in the hospital. First of all, everybody has a private room when you come to Eastern Niagara Hospital. Your nursing care is unbelievably fantastic, because the nursing ratios are some of the best in Western New York. I think the physician encounter time now is probably also some of the absolute best in Western New York. We've got lots of providers who want to come work at Eastern Niagara now, you know, and provide the care, because it's a great place to work. I mean, you have such teamwork between the nursing, the pharmacist, nutrition, physical therapy, respiratory therapy. Mike has really done a really good job of building a solid team that we've been able to really take and utilize to give really great patient care. So that, I think that's why when we say it's a new day, it's a different way of delivering medicine. And in doing so, I think we provide a little bit elevated level of care than previously. Mm-hmm. And I think the best thing is the patients do get such individualized treatment now.
Very good. And Dr. Slate, your thoughts or comments about the being a new day at Eastern Niagara Hospital?
Right. It's absolutely a new paradigm. And bringing Eastern Niagara into the 21st century way of practicing medicine, we were into the old system of the private physicians would go to their office and they would see their patients before their office hours and maybe after office hours. And so that really, that model doesn't allow the physician to interact with their patients and get their results in a timely manner, so that patients are spending more time in the hospital. even though the hospital is a great place for patients when they're sick, it's the worst place to be. You don't want to be in the hospital, and we don't want you to be in the hospital any longer than you actually have to be. So having providers in the facility just makes it so much better for the patients to get out the doors. That's what we want. We want you to come in, get your care, and get out, because hospitals are not safe places. We have lots of bugs running around, germs, I mean.
Thank you for clarifying.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So we do have, you know, drug-resistant organisms in hospitals, and those are things that we don't want patients exposed to any longer than we have to. So
we do have a wonderful environmental services team, though, that keeps the hospital very clean. But unfortunately, absolutely, you know, germs are a part of sick people. So
right. So I think having Colin and his team, and having a fantastic emergency department with fantastic emergency medicine physicians has really brought us into the 21st century here in Lockport.
Very good. So let me ask you both now, do your roles at the main East Avenue location also trickle down to the Transit Road location, or how does that work?
So I am over both sites. I make sure that the physicians at both sites are certified and qualified to do what they are doing at each site. So our Transit Road site is mostly outpatient surgery and express care, which is, kind of going in when you're not feeling well, but you're not feeling so sick that you need to go to the emergency department. You go into our express care and see our providers there, and hopefully go home with treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our role. Colin's role is mainly on the East Ave site, into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I need to jump in here and say that Dr. McMahon has really came through to assist us, though, for a couple of weekends when we needed a physician at Express Care. And I called him and said, oh, please, can you help us? And he has been awesome. The patients love him there. So, if you go to Express Care one of these days, he might be your doctor.
Wow.
Well, I have two comments to that.
Okay.
One is, now I got to write her a check.
Yeah.
And number two, she's also my boss.
Yeah.
Carolyn is everybody's boss. Thank you very much. She's very, very kind. Yes, I have provided services out there and worked the Urgent Care Center. Great team of people. There's some excellent nursing there. And they really do pride themselves on moving people through as fast as they can. So it's a good place. If you're got something simple, sprained ankles, small lacerations, simple stuff like that, absolutely utilizing our Transit Road site is a great way to access the healthcare system without getting too bogged down.
Mm. And you work with Dr. Fetterman over there? Or have you?
Yes. Yes. Dr. Fetterman is our medical director over that site. And so because he's there on site many days a week, he's able to address issues as they come up.
Yeah. We've had Dr. Fetterman with us a few times now on Ask the Pro, and enjoy talking with him just as much as you two. Now, Colin, we have to let everybody know that you have really developed a reputation within the hospital. And when you walk in a room and somebody says, oh, I know who you are, I hear you on the radio all the time.
Absolutely. It was a funny story. I was walking into the patient's room, and I didn't even get it, because I usually start off with, good morning, how are you doing? I'm Dr. McMahon. And before I could even say that, she goes, I bet you're Dr. McMahon. I hear you on the radio.
There you go. Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. And it's that winning personality that you have. So, actually, why don't we go ahead and take a call here? Good morning. You are on Ask the Pro on WLVL. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Prior to the C-19 problem, LMH had a very active certified cardiac rehab program.
Whoop.
That was ended when the no-contact rules came in. and it was a terrible loss to the patients. I'm one of them. But it was also a PR loss because you had 50 or 75, maybe more, people going out in the community telling everybody what a great place LMH was. My question is that going to be reestablished?
Thank you for saying that. It certainly was a wonderful program. We had a great cardiac rehab team and so many dedicated participants. Unfortunately, we did have to discontinue it because of COVID, just like many other hospitals have done across the region. So we are not looking at this time at reestablishing that. You know, I certainly can't speak for the future, but at this time, we still have to take every precaution with visitors. Right now, we're only permitting one visitor per patient, and we're restricting everyone with temperature checks at the door, just like all other facilities. So it is unfortunate that I can't give you the answer you're looking for right now, but I certainly appreciate your kind words about the program, and we do miss you very much.
All right, and thank you, sir, for calling. We appreciate that. Okay, we won't take that one here, but let's try this one. Good morning. You are on Ask the Pro. Are you there? Okay, apparently they were calling for something else. So we are talking to three folks from Eastern Niagara Hospital here, Carolyn Moore, Community Relations Director, Dr. Mike Slate, Medical Director and Chief Pathologist, and Dr. Colin McMahon, Chief Hospitalist at Eastern Niagara Hospital. And let's go back to the phones here real quick. Good morning. You're on Ask the Pro.
Hello. Hi. I wanted to ask Dr. McMahon a question. I'm going to go back to something he said right in the beginning, and I just found it interesting. He was saying that being, you know, a whole team of a group, that a patient might be able to see or would see a physician, a doctor, 3 to 4 times a day. And that's just so unusual. And I just wanted to talk about that a little bit more, expand on that.
Absolutely. So, yeah, the physician has the physician or the nurse practitioner, the PA, has the fantastic opportunity to be the leader of the team, and we get to be the face of the team. So we absolutely, does every single patient get touched 4 times every single day? Probably not. There are some patients who are what we call on autopilot who require less time. I mean, every patient gets seen every single day by a provider. But unless the family requests a meeting or unless there's been changes in conditions or something like that, you know, not absolutely everybody will be touched 3 or 4 times, but we absolutely do make ourselves available for as much time as the families need.
Can I just jump in here as well? I have often been questioned by individuals in the community who are not used to the hospitalist program. Maybe they haven't been an inpatient for a while, and they're admitted to the hospital and they're expecting their primary care physician to come in and see them. So this is a change for them. But the great thing is that Dr. McMahon or one of his colleagues is in the hospital 24/7. Literally, they are right down the hall from that patient room every day. So we certainly have many awesome primary care physicians in our community, but they do have to spend time in their offices. They can't be right down the hall. They can certainly communicate with Dr. McMahon and his team throughout the day, but the phenomenal thing about this program is that he or one of his the members of his team, they are there all the time, and the patients can literally get immediate attention.
For about a year and a half now, the world has been just turned upside down with COVID. And we know that when businesses were told to shut down a year and a half ago, and other restrictions were put on many places, and there are policies regarding healthcare facilities, we're seeing now within the last couple of months the direct impact that that has had on staffing in hospitals, let's say, because that's who we're talking to today. Are there different models of staffing, doctor, and how have you adjusted? How has Eastern Niagara adjusted with the demands put on the staff?
I would say there's not that many different models, I think, as far as the way you're referring to it. I mean, there is the hospitalist model, which is, you know, the physicians in the building, as opposed to the community care type model. So that's one. There's the teaching model, which we don't do at Eastern Niagara. There's a couple of different models for that. I think there are different models, though, for nursing care. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not that well-versed in it, but I think the model, the team model that they use at Eastern Niagara is with the RN, with the nurse's aides, and they form a team, and they take care of their four or five patients, and then there's another RN with another aide, and they take care of their section. And so they use a team approach as well for nursing, and that's a great thing, too. But I think Eastern Niagara's probably had that model for quite some time because it has been quite successful for them. And that is, I think, by far the best model to use for nursing care. So I would say that the hospitalist model, but that didn't really change with COVID because that's something that we kind of rolled in just before COVID broke up, so or outbroke.
All right, 433-1433 is the number to call. And again, Carolyn Moore, Dr. Mike Slate, and Dr. Colin McMahon are with us on Ask the Pro this Tuesday morning. So somebody's new to the area, and a family member is in need of services. What's the first step? How do they get in touch with the hospital? How do they find out about the services over on Transit Road? I guess what I'm trying to find out is, what's the first point of contact?
If anyone has questions about the services that we offer, I encourage them to go to our website at enhs.org, and that gives an overview as well as some phone numbers. I think in terms of accessing the hospital, obviously, patients would come in through the emergency department, express care, or being admitted by a primary care physician.
All right. And so when we think about COVID, and how can we not, because it's such a major part of our lives, there are protocols and there are vaccines. There are boosters that we talked about just a few moments ago. And then there's the crowd that says, I'm not sure that I want to do that yet. What's the flavor in the hospital? Is it primarily, and I know you folks sitting right here in the room have always been, you know, let's encourage people to get vaccinated. But are you still finding a large portion that are hesitant to do that?
Well, I have to say our staff is nearly 100% vaccinated. Our staff has been great with pushing the science behind the vaccines, which is really what we want to focus on, is the science.
Mm-hmm.
So our staff has been fantastic with that. We do see vaccine hesitancy in the patient population, and anytime that one of our providers encounters that, they have a discussion and try to weed out what might not be completely true and try to just have science-based conversation about vaccines.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of activity is there right now at the hospital with COVID? Do you have any patients currently? Or
yes, actually, we're about 30% filled with COVID patients right about now.
Mm-hmm. And are those patients, did they come in seeking the monoclonal treatment, or are they more severe than that?
Well, actually, I think today we have 13 patients scheduled for the monoclonal clinic, so that's up and running big time. All those patients hopefully will be fine when they come in and be able to qualify to get the monoclonal antibody and should go home. Though three or four that are in the hospital right now, none of them received monoclonal antibody. They're all folks who were unvaccinated, who just got an exposure to it, and unfortunately, you know, got a little sick. They're all doing great. And that's the nice thing about, you know, East Niagara, we really kind of do community medicine. So, you know, we bring folks in who are on the sick side, but not too terrible. We do, if somebody gets really critical, we do then transfer them to a tertiary center like Mercy Hospital or to the Buffalo General kind of thing. So, but right now it's, you know, community folks who got exposed, got a little sick, come through the emergency room, and we take good care of them.
We have three different viewpoints sitting here in the studio this morning. We have community relations, and we have the medical chief medical doctor, and we have the chief hospitalist here. I know none of you have a crystal ball. None of us do. But where do you see this going over the next 3 to 6 months?
Well, from a hospitalist point of view, I think what we've been seeing is a waning of the cases that require hospitalization. I think, matter of fact, I had this discussion with my wife. We're seeing a lot of positive cases. If you go to the urgent care center in the afternoon, we've got lots of kids being sent home to school who can't get back into school unless they get a COVID test. So, yeah, you're going to have a lot of positive asymptomatic tests, but they're walking around healthy. They're fine, you know, and they just, you know, had to stay home for 10 days. So I think from the hospital's point of view, we're going to see fairly steady, a couple ups and downs, a little here, a little there, but I don't see the healthcare system being overwhelmed at all. And I think the a lot of the COVID will be handled more on the outpatient setting with positive test cases that are only mild or minimally sick.
I would agree with that. And we're seeing there's a potential new oral medication that might be available soon that somebody would take to prevent their hospitalization, similar to the antibody therapy that requires you to come to the hospital. So unless we see another variant that's that is aggressive and very highly contagious, I think we're going to slowly head south with the numbers and plateau at some point. I think COVID's going to be with us for a long time, just like flu is. And I foresee yearly vaccinations for COVID and flu, especially for healthcare providers.
And I encourage everyone to please listen to the medical professionals. Sitting here with these two highly respected physicians, you know, it just, I cringe when I read some of the things on social media. You know, please, please seek the advice of your doctor and not your neighbor next door when it comes to these kind of things.
I wanted to touch on the issue of the flu in just a moment, but let's take a call right now. Good morning. You're on Ask the Pro.
Yes, I'd like to ask the doctor, is there a booster for Moderna? Is that available now?
Currently is not quite approved, but I would say in the next couple of days it should be approved. So keep watching the news, and hopefully by the end of the week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Good morning. You are on Ask the Pro. Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I want to say hello to Dr. McMahon.
Are you a fan of his?
Hello.
Well, I was in the hospital in May for 5 days, and he happened to come into my room, and I'd never seen him before, but I said to him, "You're Dr. McMahon," and so then because I said to him, I've heard him on the radio, and then he said to me that he would have to say hello to me on the radio, but I don't know if he did because then from the hospital I was in rehab until the 3rd of August and so I want to say hello, Dr. McMahon, though.
Well, all right. Dorothy, it's great to hear you doing well. Sounds like you got out of rehab and things are going well.
And I don't know, as I say, if he said hello to me on the radio, but if he did after that, why I didn't hear him say it, because I was in rehab after the hospital.
Okay. Well, Dorothy, thank you. We appreciate your calling in to Ask the Pro this morning. And Dr. McMahon, you have a fan out there. So
One.
Oh, no, you have another one.
Her
name is Aubrey.
You have to start with one.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, start with a. Our time is running thin right now. And so I wanted to get into the discussion about the flu. Now, last year, I'm assuming because a lot of people were working from home and staying distanced, that the flu probably wasn't quite as impactful as it has been in the past. Do you see that developing again this year, or what are your viewpoints on the flu and COVID-19 for this coming fall and winter season?
Well, I think without a doubt the precautions that we took for COVID definitely helped decrease the influenza. But what I think it'll really come down to is how accurately we guessed the flu vaccine as far as the strain that's going to come around. So we're not going to know that impact for a little bit. So without a doubt, everybody's focused on COVID. You cannot forget about the flu. You need to get your flu vaccine. It's so, so important. It's available at all the local retail drugstores. And we'll know whether they have a good or bad flu season based on how well that vaccine matches up with the virus.
All right, I think we can't forget that flu does kill thousands of people every year. So it's very important to get that vaccine.
All right. We have about 2 minutes left, lady and gentlemen. And so this is your opportunity to give us your final thoughts on anything that we've discussed here this morning regarding Eastern Niagara Hospital and COVID and the care of patients.
I just want to thank Dr. McMahon and Dr. Slate for being here today and for all of the tremendous work they do for the hospital. We truly are so fortunate to have them as well as so many other medical professionals. It really is a new day at ENH, and thanks for saying that, Dr. McMahon, because you are doing all you can for our patients and our community and, of course, our CEO, Ann McCaffrey. So thanks, everyone.
I would like to say thanks to the community for your support of the hospital, and really continuing that support is going to be so important to keep healthcare in this area. If you don't use our facility, it's going to go away. So it's very important to, if you need healthcare, to come to us. We will definitely take care of you, and if we can't, we will definitely get you to some place that can take care of you. And we are here for the community, and we're hoping that the community is here for us as well. And then please, 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 please go get your vaccines.
All right. Colin, you have the floor.
I have the floor. Well, I'd obviously love to echo everything that Carolyn and Mike said. It's a privilege and an honor that when someone comes to the hospital and entrusts us with their medical care. And it's something we take very, very seriously. And we have designed a system that provides just phenomenal, you know, medical care on a concierge basis. And so thank you. Thank you for entrusting us. We will be here for you. We've got a team for you. It's a new day. You know, give us a shot.
All right, you have coined a phrase, as they say. Dr. Colin McMahon, thank you, and Dr. Mike Slate, thank you, and Carolyn Moore, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you all with us today, and we look forward to our next conversation here on Ask the Pro. This is WLVL Lockport.